This is Scott Becker with the Becker Healthcare Podcast. I'm thrilled today to be joined by Marie Aloisi, who's a Senior Vice President of MasterCard in U.S. Business Development, and Josh Robinson, the COO of Crossroads Health. Today, we're going to talk to Josh and Marie about the way that providers are disrupting and improving how they deal with credit balances, patient refunds, eliminating waste, and trying to give true practical thoughts on how you could do better on realizing revenues, reducing risk, credit balances, and so forth. Josh, let me ask you to start with a quick introduction of yourself, 30 seconds or so, and then Marie, the same thing. Josh?
Yeah, thank you, Scott. I'm genuinely happy to be here. I actually got started in healthcare as a kid. I grew up in a household where my parents owned a medical billing business, and I wanted to buy a go-kart. My dad said he'd pay me for every HICFA 1500 that I entered. It was then when I really developed a passion for healthcare providers. You know, the doctors that we worked with and their practices became kind of family for us. If you fast forward a few decades later, I found myself actually in the credit balance space, data mining provider records and working on setting up clawbacks and retractions for predicted overpayments on behalf of large payers. I joined that company because the mission was to heal the healthcare system, and I actually left for the same reason. The truth is we were perpetuating the problem. Like paying a firefighter to put out a forest fire one tree at a time, we kind of had no incentive to solve the problem. In 2018, while speaking at a conference, I was very fortunate to meet my soon-to-be business partners and return to my true passion of helping healthcare providers mitigate risk, reduce costs, and prevent credit balances from happening in the first place. It might not sound that sexy, but credit balances are a big and complicated issue for providers. It's only getting more complex and dangerous. About a year later, I met Marie and the MasterCard team.
Well, magnificent. Let me ask you the key question. The question on everybody's mind is, did you get the go-kart?
I did, in fact, get the go-kart. I have a twin brother, and about 18 months later, he crashed it. So it was still worth it.
Thank you. That's fantastic. And hopefully you're not mad at the brother still. Marie, let me ask you to spend some time introducing yourself.
Sure. And I'm going to start by fast forwarding a few decades ahead of Josh. So I'm Marie Aloisi, and I'm with MasterCard, and I lead business development for commercial payments, commercial acceptance, as well as MasterCard Healthcare Solutions in the U.S. And I'm particularly excited about MasterCard's healthcare practice, where we're helping to solve significant pain points in healthcare beyond just payments. For example, for payers, we're leveraging artificial intelligence and retraining our fraud scoring models to detect fraud, waste, and abuse. And for providers, we're leveraging our patented predictive analytics to determine optimum billing methods for providers. And we're also working with providers to determine the best pathways to align with value-based care objectives. Our award-winning loyalty platform is being deployed to incent healthy behaviors. MasterCard also has best-in-class cyber and intelligence solutions that are protecting patients, providers, and payers from cyber attacks and data breaches every single day. So you can see why I'm particularly bullish on MasterCard's involvement in healthcare. And today, we're very excited to share how MasterCard Healthcare Solutions, in partnership with Crossroads Health, is delivering value and solving pain points associated with the topic of credit balances.
Thank you. And Marie and Josh, thrilled to visit with you today. I'm going to start with Josh, then I'll have several questions for Marie, and we'll work through a lot of thoughts on dealing with credit balances and improving revenues. Josh, let me start with the basics. What are some of the most common causes of credit balances that you see in what you do with Crossroads and generally?
Yeah, and you know, great point of starting with the basics. So let's start with the definition. A credit balance is any account that's in a provider system with a negative balance. Pretty simple. Credit balances result in everything from just adjustments to refunds, offsets, or retractions. And the ones that healthcare providers are most concerned with and probably care the most about are the ones that result in an overpayment where a refund is due. So, you know, it could be a situation where it's a payment from the right payer, a duplicate payment by that same payer, or a payment from the wrong payer, et cetera. The root cause of these problems are huge. And what healthcare providers see as the biggest driver of these is the failure to properly coordinate benefits. Following that is improper discounts and allowances posted versus what maybe the contract says, and even good old-fashioned data entry errors, you know, they like to call fat fingers, right? Take this example. A patient is in a car accident, right? So their personal injury protection pays out from their car accident. The other driver's car insurance pays. A third-party liability coverage like workers' comp or even AFLAC pays. And then their primary and secondary health insurance pays. In that example, that's five payments on a claim. So who's due a refund? It gets really tricky, and it really takes a highly experienced person to figure it out. So with that being said, most credit balances are caused by human and system errors at the provider. For example, a person posts a $100 payment as a $1,000 payment. A contract management system utilizes an old contract and maybe posts a $500 contractual adjustment for a particular rev code when the new contract says it's $550. So there are really many variables at play, which makes trying to track these causes down very difficult.
And Josh, take a moment to talk. When you talk to providers, you work with providers, what do they talk to you about as their biggest pain points? What are the biggest challenges? Is it managing through the five different possible payers they got funds from or trying to get paid? What are the big pain points for providers?
You know, I'll just jump right into that. It's too few resources and a massive administrative burden. You know, we work through providers throughout the continuum of healthcare, and they all want to do the right thing. They want to tackle their credit balances, but too often it's just simply limited time and resources. It's difficult for them to take a person that's making collection calls or following up on bills to earn revenue for the hospital and move them over to something that appears to lose revenue for the hospital. So for many credit balance, hospitals, credit balances are something you get to when you can and if you can. You know, they might have this imaginary gauge. I think of the movie Airplane, where there's that gauge that says engine number 3 is running a little hot. They kind of have that same imaginary credit balance gauge. So they'll shift some resources to a problem for a few weeks, put the fire out, shift them back. The whole process is inefficient, ineffective, and difficult to manage.
And Josh, take a moment with me on Crossroads Health and why Crossroads Health is so valuable and so critical to what you do. Just talk for a moment about Crossroads Health and what you guys do.
Yeah, so, you know, we started Crossroads Health with the goal in mind of eliminating credit balances at their genesis. You know, it's an accounting, forensic accounting issue. You know, there's a finite cause of these. And so our goal was not to also play in this space, but to become the king and eliminate the causes in this space. So what we do is we've got people, some of the best credit balance experts out there that we layer on top with our technology that we've built that identifies root causes, can get granular to the specific individual or the bill code or whatnot, and with the ultimate goal of eliminating these problems, the provider-driven problems, and then hopefully the feedback to payers to eliminate them and even the government on that side. And then the other half of our business is Right Refund, where, you know, we had healthcare providers coming to us saying, great, thank you. You've identified we need to send out thousands of refunds. On top of the cost to refund these patients in terms of just the dollars going back to patients, we have to spend 10 to 12 bucks now to cut checks. So the whole idea behind Right Refund was to modernize and bring that into a more electronic format.
Thank you. And finally, the biggest financial risks that providers face, what are the most interesting and biggest financial risks that you see?
Yeah, another great question. The risks are fines. That's the biggest and scariest. So let's talk about a hospital with 300 beds or roughly $1 billion in patient revenues. Your current risk, if you're that kind of a hospital, for government credit balances alone, likely exceeds $10 million. If you're bigger than that, you know, risks dramatically increase. So to give you an idea, CMS recently indicated it intends to more strictly enforce overpayment regulation and crack down on providers who exceed the 60-day rule. Part of the reason for that is to get revenues to pay for some of the agenda that's out there regarding expanding healthcare. So, you know, really for listeners who don't know, CMS requires that each overpayment is resolved within 60 days of when the provider should have known it existed. Should being the key word. It's not when you found it, it's but when you should have acted with knowledge. And if you don't comply, the fines start at $10,000 per day per credit. I mean, that adds up extremely fast. There was a Rush in Chicago was hit with $21 million of fines in relation to credit balances recently. So the next biggest risk is over-refunding. You'd be surprised at how rampant that problem is. In fact, we've seen healthcare providers refunding up to 3 times more dollars than they should, and they'll never see that money back. There's a lot of reason for this, but the core centers around limited resources and inefficiencies that providers find difficult to overcome.
Fantastic. So the biggest risk is just the fines that come with not refunding credit balances. And then the second biggest risk is, you know, people just do it wrong. They send back more money than they're supposed to, and they're never going to see that money again. And then a lot of places deal with scarce resources. And as you said earlier, don't get to their credit balances until it sort of pops into their sort of mental screen of like, oh my God, those have built up again. We got to deal with it versus being a regular, consistent effort and so forth. Josh, thank you for all your thoughts. Marie, let me turn to you. Marie, when people think of MasterCard, they generally think of the credit card. Talk about how that's changed in the recent years, and also where does Crossroads Health and their Operation Right Refund fit into MasterCard strategy and how it comes to market? Can you give us a few moments of MasterCard in the space?
Sure, Scott. And we often get that question, how does MasterCard fit into healthcare? So on the surface, it may not seem obvious because the general public still sees us as a card company. But when you really understand our capabilities, our broader mission becomes pretty obvious. Many of the problems that we've been solving for financial institutions and merchants and technology platforms around the world also exist in the healthcare ecosystem. So MasterCard has the experience and track record to address these challenges in healthcare. So healthcare is simply an organic extension of our rich heritage in financial services.
Well, fantastic. And talk a little bit more. Give us a few more insights into how MasterCard is addressing challenges in healthcare. I mean, great data, great systems, but talk a bit more about how MasterCard is specifically addressing challenges in healthcare.
Sure, I'm happy to. MasterCard has long been identifying ways to improve payment flows by modernizing processes and innovating ways to remove friction. As an extension of that core competency, we've made strategic acquisitions of companies that have key capabilities to expand MasterCard's impact on industries beyond financial services and payments. Healthcare is one example. And we created a practice within North America called MasterCard Healthcare Solutions, MHS. And within MHS, we've been working with the entire healthcare industry on a variety of issues. These challenges have been plaguing providers and payers and patients and other constituents for years. Earlier in my introduction, I mentioned a couple, such as fraud, waste, and abuse, revenue cycle management, value-based care, driving loyalty with healthy behaviors, and cybersecurity. We've also been seeking out companies that uniquely fill a gap in the market and can incorporate our solutions. We've known for a long time that consumers want to receive refunds in a choice-driven architecture. And if given the choice, they would choose products other than check, anything other than check, because check causes friction for the payer and the payee. Consumers want quick and easy access to their funds digitally. Crossroads Health and MasterCard collaborated in the creation of Right Refund, which does just that. Patients who are consumers are presented with an alert about a credit due, and they are given an option about how to receive it with digital choices. It can be with MasterCard Send or ACH or a virtual debit card to use online, any way that they want digitally We can deliver that. And this really pulls healthcare into the digital era and provides a fantastic customer, or if you will, patient experience. And it clearly aligns with and drives consumerism in the healthcare space, which is an emerging trend.
Can you talk a little bit more about the choice that consumers make when given the opportunity to choose between digital, between checks, between how they handle their own funds and so forth? Talk a little bit about how customers usually react.
Sure. But first, let me be clear. What we're doing with Crossroads Health has never been done before. We're blazing new trails. We didn't know for sure how people would react, specifically because healthcare as an industry is so different than any other, and expectations may be different. However, early indications show people want the same thing regardless of industry. Consumerism is a significant trend, and it is driving patients' expectations. So, in an effort to understand what these patient expectations are, we conducted a study with payments.com this year and learned that on average, US families spend $20,000 a year on healthcare expenses. And 72% believe disbursement speed is highly important. Modernizing this process is MasterCard's sweet spot. We also found that more than half of those surveys wanted to receive their disbursements instantly. And approximately 38% wanted instant payments to arrive directly into their bank accounts. So the actual speed of payments and disbursements continues to lag behind what we're finding as consumer expectations or consumer demands. So a clear example how we can meet these consumers' demands is Right Refund. And we applaud the positive impact it's making on patients by getting them what they want, their healthcare refunds in a way they want it.
Thank you. And so digital, fast, accurate, often people's cell phone or website, just much, much better. People much more thrilled with that way of going about it. Marie has mentioned this great positive impact on patients, on consumers, and we could all see that. Josh, do us a favor. Give us a real-world example of how Crossroads Health is making a positive impact on providers. How is this actually impacting providers?
Yeah, I would. I'd love the opportunity to. So, first off, you know, for some context, we don't align ourselves with payers. That's kind of the traditional model: is vendors offering a free service, and they take a cut of the dollars they send back to payers, which incentivizes the wrong behavior. It incentivizes refunding. What we do instead is charge a simple flat fee for our service to ensure that we're focusing on eliminating credit balances. Recently, we were contacted by a larger physician group, larger around $750 million in revenue. After a recent acquisition, their leadership discovered some issues due to improper resolution and reporting of their credit balances. They were staring down the barrel, if you will, of some fines and penalties. Their credit balance accounts dated back over a decade and were growing at a rate of 141% a year. Naturally, their AR was distorted as a result of these unresolved credits. So combining our complete credit balance and Right Refund solutions together with our client, working with their staff and our staff side by side, we attacked their problem head on. After a detailed study of their credit balances and the payment posting processes and several internal processes, our team implemented a payer risk-based strategy, meaning we focused on accounts that presented the greatest compliance risk by government payers first. Within 90 days, our business intelligence was able to resolve 52% of the credits with over 98% accuracy. Then we reversed incorrect contractual adjustments and implemented Affordable Care Act and False Claims Act compliance measures. And then we assisted their legal counsel in executing the OIG self-disclosure protocols to resolve the problem once and for all. So after we looked at the entire 80,000 accounts in the data set, we made several discoveries. So the first one, which will probably resonate out there, is that Medicare and Medicaid payers were often listed as primary when there were other payers on the account. So Medicare and Medicaid are payers of last resort. So billing errors were happening. Coordination of benefits, again, significant problem, as I just mentioned. This physician typically coordinates using standard COB, which is a way to calculate who is due, who is responsible for what payment. For example, Blue Cross and Blue Shield uses various coordination of benefits methods, but this provider was applying what's called standard coordination of benefit all the time, which was resulting in over-refunding. We then recommended a new contract manager, implemented proper repricing tools, implemented adjustments to their EMR rules engine to reduce automated posting errors that created new credits. We installed our Crossfire coordination of benefits processing tool, so the right COB rules were always used. In 12 weeks, they reduced their credit balances by 95%, reduced their anticipated refund liability by half, reduced patient credits on their books by 90%, and saved over $1 million in administrative costs, not to mention the avoidance of potentially over $100 million in fines and penalties. So as of today, we're still working with them to continue resolving these credits.
Josh, Marie, as we finish up, I'm going to ask you each one 60-second question each. And that question really is, are there 2 to 3 takeaways you want to leave with our listeners today? Josh, I'll start with you, and then I'll go to Marie. Josh, what are a couple takeaways that listeners should take away from this discussion?
Well, I would say don't underestimate the risks that lie in your credit balances. You know, CMS is turning its attention to overpayments and fines, and they are severe. $10,000 per credit per day, perhaps to the tune of millions of dollars. It's real. It's happening. They have a 6-year look-back period to find the full extent of the problem. I'd also say don't assume your EMR or you can handle everything alone. Even the best EMRs don't fully address credits, and handling credit balances accurately and efficiently takes highly knowledgeable analysts. With only so many people and so many hours in the day, you get behind really fast. Form a relationship with a trusted partner with skills, people, and robust technology that looks out for your best interest. By giving patients what they want, fast and accurate refunds, you'll actually save some money. For example, utilizing Right Refund, you can offer your patients various digital methods for refunds and reduce your costs by 70 to 80% over cutting and mailing checks.
Thanks. Real cost savings, real financial benefits. Marie, 1 to 3 takeaways you'd like to leave with the audience as well.
Sure. I mean, all the listeners should think about the transformation their organizations are going through right now. They're spending millions of dollars to revolutionize the patient experience and move to a digital environment and completely alter the way they interact within the communities they serve. The regulatory environment will be driving consumerism. And with that as a backdrop, keep in mind that satisfaction scores have nothing to do with care. Instead, it has all to do with the billing experience and ease. So I encourage you to learn more about Crossroads Right Refund Solution and how, you know, as Josh said, it can save you time and money and just drive an overall better patient experience.
I want to thank you both. Maria Aloisi, Senior Vice President of U.S. MasterCard Business Development. Josh Robinson, Chief Operating Officer at Crossroads Health. You can find out more about MasterCard Healthcare Solutions on the web. You know, Google MasterCard Healthcare Solutions. You can find more about Crossroads Health, or you can follow Josh Robinson. Either Google that as well. Both magnificent companies doing great work on credit balances and helping providers realize revenues better. Thank you very much to both of you.
Thank you, Scott.
Thank you.